I am Public Investor 12-03894, found in bad faith for telling truths Wall Street wants covered up. I prefer being called six-pack Sally swinging at low-hanging fruit on Wall Street. Over the course of 9 years, after the Securities and Exchange Commission asked me to be their investment client whistleblower, a victim of Don J. Bennett, the Hoodoo investment advisor was found guilty on all 17 counts as charged. I became a voice for investment clients, a voice for the good investment advisors. Online and community comments viciously advocated to protect Harper Lee from Tonja Carter, writing things like, "I don't think she agreed to do it. I think her attorney's being greedy." Or, "I don't think she agreed to do it. I think it's her attorney being greedy because Miss Lee was a very private person who didn't like a lot of publicity." Monroe Villians said lawyer Tonja Carter, claiming power of attorney over Harper Lee's affairs, said Carter had been isolating Harper, friends, and family from seeing her, becoming increasingly litigious, allegedly on Lee's behalf, in ways Harper's friends and family do not believe Lee would have allowed. Allegedly, that is until Tonja Carter took center stage in TKAM to Kill a Mockingbird author Alabama beloved Harper Lee's life just before and since after death. A resident of Monroeville, refraining from commenting on lawyer Tonja Carter, said that there's smoke, there's fire, in that the smoke is so thick around here you can't see your hand in front of your face. Individuals who were abruptly cut out of Lee's sister's lives with no notice or reason, given that after lawyer Tonja Carter got involved, Harper Lee was isolated from the very friends and community that protected Harper and Alice fiercely for years. She had a stroke several years ago, and her mind is not in a condition to make these decisions, I don't think personally. Tonja Carter doesn't allow her to see friends anymore. She's isolated her from the world in order to manipulate her. Monroevillians tell people, anyone who wants to see Ms. Lee needs to go through her lawyer. Ethics are written for lawyers because sometimes lawyers forget lawyers are officers of the court. One only has to read lawyer-affiliated sites like law360.com, law.com, and other online news sites updating on lawyers behaving badly to know a law license does not an honest person make. Porn star Stormy Daniels' lawyer, Michael Avenatti, is a poster child for lawyers behaving badly. Harper Lee's fandom expressed concerns the wheelchair-bound 89-year-old Lee, debilitated by the stroke Lee suffered, was being taken advantage of by Tonja Carter, the alleged Harper Lee lawyer that emerged after Harper Lee's publisher announced plans to release a new Harper Lee novel, Go Set a Watchman, that Carter alleged to be the precursor, the book before, To Kill a Mockingbird. The outcry to protect Harper Lee's legacy, fortunes in bank, fortunes to come, was huge. The Department of Justice, the DOJ, seemed not to hear. Former Attorney General Jeff Sessions, a longtime Alabama senator, was tone deaf. Serving Senator Chuck Grassley's staff in my description, in my personal experience? Young, unfamiliar with so much, even who Harper Lee is and was. You have heard this before. Millennials run Congress. I have been around Congress longer than Chuck's kids, as I call them, the staffers. I brought to Chuck Grassley's office that elderly were being victimized by Don Bennett, the hoodoo investment advisor. I was told to submit my tip online through the secure portal. I've been writing about internet insecurity since 2012. There is no security online, so says still today the father of the internet. I left Grassley's office. I left thinking, pray, God help us. The inmates have taken over the insane asylum. It is true. The state of Alabama was reported to have carried out interviews with Harper Lee. That's dumb. That's misrepresentative. States don't conduct interviews. State employees do. And state employees, in my experience as a whistleblower, as a former journo, are less than stellar more often than not. It's a job. It's a paycheck. It's a 9-to-5. It's a 3S, a shower, a and a shave. State employees are not like small business owners and entrepreneurs. End of a day, end of a week, government employees are like bats out of hell. Going, going, gone. Allegedly, someone notified the Alabama Department of Human Resources alleging elder abuse on Harper Lee. Barry Speer is the public information manager for the Alabama Department of Human Resources. Alabama's DHR, Department of Human Resources, spearheaded the investigation into the elder abuse claim. The word finances seems got heard, so the Alabama DHR, Department of Human Resources, contacted the Alabama Securities Regulator, who's one whose only phone call then should have been to cops, to law enforcement. Alabama Securities Commissioner Joseph Borg said that ASC, Alabama Securities Commission, was asked to go along with DHR, to go with them and look in case there was some financial malfeasance. Borg said the ASC, Alabama Securities Commission, never looked at Lee's financial records or accounts. Borg did not state the ASC, Alabama Securities Commission, could not. The New York Times reported the DHR case that the ASC went along on was closed with no evidence of abuse or neglect had been found. The Capital Gazette reported Alabama's Department of Human Resources oversaw the inquiry. The DHR, Department of Human Resources, would typically alert the Securities Commission if there were a question of whether an elderly person was of sound mind to handle his or her finances, or if they were thought to be at risk of financial abuse. Joseph Borg said Lee had no health issues, hence Borg pulled the plug on the ASC and the ADHR investigation into elder abuse. No. DHR, Department of Human Resources, is supposed to contact law enforcement, not the state securities regulator. The state securities regulator oversight is limited to securities broker-dealer firms, investment advisory firms not under SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission oversight, with having under 25 million AUM assets under management. Some state commission regulators have oversight of insurance salespeople too, but not investment clients, not individuals. Individuals are COP oversight. Individuals did as they are supposed to. Anonymous tip. The system failed. You got to love karma. https://www.google.com/search?B-1-D-Q=Alabama+securities+commission+Harper+Lee. Public record. Read Borg's bio yourself. Look for yourself. Read for yourself. This is the tip of an iceberg in knowing the character of those running Wall Street, ravaging investment clients into victims, ravaging non-investment clients into victims too, as in the case of Harper Lee. A lawyer believed a lawyer. The world, the town of Monroeville, were sending up red flags about. The SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, the regulators do not believe the you and me of Main Street. We are complainants in the Securities and Exchange Commission world of words. Complainants complain, pains in the buttocks. The thing I love about paper trails is that in time, over time of collecting papers, data comes out. Data adds up. Papers Harper Lee signed were notarized. Lawyers can notarize documents the lawyer's client signed. Lawyers shouldn't, but lawyers do. Harper Lee signed papers. Harper Lee's signature was of public record going back decades. Either Harper Lee's signatures of 40 years match Harper Lee's Go Set a Watchman signatures, signings, autographs of a few years ago, and I would love to say I rest my case. That would be cheesy. Rather, go to my website, www.centerforcopyrightintegrity.com. Search TKAM, Mockingbird, Harper Lee, Tonja Carter. Read. Watch my slideshow of alleged Harper Lee autographs I screen grabbed off editions people put up online, hoping to cash in profiting off the death of a woman who buttoned the racism of the South in the story of a little girl, her father, and a court trial, allegedly. Or was it Truman Capote? I trained in forgery. The man I trained under worked on the Marilyn murder. Marilyn murder? Marilyn Monroe, long suspected of, being curated, my favorite Securities and Exchange Commission word, for things orchestrated to fit stories certain individuals want to see play out. Take this test yourself of sound, mind, and body. Write your name out on a book, not just a paper, a book. Then close your eyes and sign your name again and again and again and again. 2013, before ASC Alabama Securities Commission Director Joe Borg visited Harper Lee at Meadowvilles of Monroeville, legal papers filed by Harper Lee said differently. Filing legal papers with a court is a big thing. Papers filed by an officer of the court, a lawyer, are under oath. Perpetrating a fraud on a court is huge. It's called perjury, amongst other things. Lawyer Tonja Carter has already become a story herself. There is another something lawyers are not supposed to do, like becoming part of the client's story herself, like Gloria Allred does. Like lawyer Tonja Carter being the one to discover Harper Lee's second book. Copyright lawyer Gloria Ferris, who filed the suit on behalf of Harper Lee against Harper's agent Samuel Pincus, stated Lee was duped into signing documents because she trusted Pincus and had physical infirmities that made it difficult for her to read and see, Ferris said. She never spoke directly with Lee because author Harper Lee is too deaf to use a telephone. Copyright lawyer Gloria Ferris, who filed the suit on behalf of Harper Lee against Harper's agent Samuel Pincus, stated when important legal decisions needed to be made, lawyer Ferris said, lawyer Tonja Carter would call from the Meadows. Lawyer Ferris said Ferris could hear Harper Lee in the background. She said, over phone, not FaceTime, not Skype, not Instagram, not Snapchat, not Facebook Live, nor over the iPhone feed. Lawyer Ferris said Ferris could hear Harper Lee in the background. Lawyer Ferris said, I could hear her authorize the complaint. Did Lawyer Ferris? Could Lawyer Ferris? Had Lawyer Ferris ever talked to Harper Lee? Ever? Before? During? Or after that moment? Lawyer Ferris said, I had every impression she was being consulted at every point. People have gone to jail, died, been lynched because someone, a witness, had an impression. Shall we say Emmett Till? Or countless others dead because of an impression? Law schools do not teach lawyers to go by impression. Just the facts, ma'am, like Dragnet would say, just the facts. Lawyer Tonja Carter said in papers filed in 2013 federal lawsuit against Harper Lee's former agent Samuel Pincus, alleging Mr. Pincus engaged in a scheme to dupe Ms. Lee into signing over the copyright to To Kill a Mockingbird to a company he controlled for no money. Pincus' papers filed back in the federal court argued the assignment of the copyright retained to Harper Lee all rights to any revenue, financial benefit, royalties, or any benefit whatsoever derived from the exploitation of the property now or in the future. Some said Harper Lee has a history of signing whatever was put in front of her. Apparently, sometimes with lawyer Tonja Carter's advice. Lawyer Tonja Carter alleged January 2012, Harper Lee assigned Carter durable power of attorney over Harper Lee, allowing Carter to act as Lee's legal stand-in, even when Lee's health declined Orly could not make decisions for herself. Journalists, writers did ask lawyer Tanja Carter, how could someone be duped into signing away their copyright, yet 4 years later, be sharp enough to handle publication decisions for Watchmen? And what about lawyer Tanja Carter alleging Carter was handling Harper Lee's estate April 2011 when Tanja Carter, lawyer, notarized the agreement alleging Harper Lee gave To Kill a Mockingbird's copyright to a company run by Pincus, Lee's literary agent at the time? Jeffrey Schoenblum, professor at Vanderbilt University School of Law, an expert on estates and private wealth, said, if there is a situation in which, after her death, her entire estate or substantial assets pour into a foundation run by Tanja Carter, it would be highly problematic. The Mockingbird Company was set up with Harper Lee as president and lawyer Tanja Carter as vice president. Harper Lee is dead now. Mockingbird Company website says Mockingbird Company was formed by Harper Lee to continue the ritual of the performance of the adaptation of the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel To Kill a Mockingbird in its dramatization on the stage. The certificate of formation states Mockingbird Company mission is ensuring the literary significance and historical contribution made by To Kill a Mockingbird. Aaron Sorkin has TKAM, To Kill a Mockingbird, on Broadway, not without issues. Something about staging and such. Aaron Sorkin's TKAM, To Kill a Mockingbird, is alleged to have broke its own record. March 25th to 31st, the highest weekly gross ever by an American play. Starring actor Jeff Daniels, the play has earned more than $52 million since opening November 2018. And then there is Alice Lee's letter to Marge Mills, the biographer writing on Harper Lee's life. Allegedly, Harper Lee issued a statement on the stationery of Alice Lee's law firm, Barnett, Bug, Lee, and Carter Stationery. This statement alleged that Harper Lee, allegedly author of the letter, had not approved Mills' book about Lee's life. Alice, still practicing law at the time, said Harper Lee was mistaken. Alice Lee wrote to Mills, when I questioned Tanja, I learned without my knowledge she had typed out the statement, carried it to the Meadows, and had Nell Harper sign it. Alice Lee wrote, poor Nell Harper can't see and can't hear and will sign anything put before her by anyone in whom she has confidence. Now she has no memory of the incident. Harper Lee, 2014, allegedly released another statement repeating Harper Lee's alleged disapproval, pointing out that Alice was over 100. Now Lee seems to have mistakenly signed something else, too. In April 2011, Lee allegedly released another statement in 2014, pointing out that Alice was over 100 and reiterating Lee's alleged disapproval. My question is better. How could someone file court pleadings stating they had physical infirmities that made it difficult for her to read and see, yet 4 years later be deemed of sound mind and body by the Alabama Securities Commission Director, Joseph Borg, whose agency has no oversight of elders and elder abuse, law enforcement does. Alabama Securities Commission Director Joseph Borg did not call law enforcement. 2015, nose to nose, I told Joseph Borg he should have. Interesting, isn't it, how bit players take over leading roles, sometimes it seems for life? Borg yet again is president of NASA, NASAA, North American Securities Administrators Association, a private nonprofit charity that has convinced state regulators the state securities regulators must join, voluntarily, that is. Something about celebrity and money. It blinds people. To be continued. Be good. Be back. Pray. Please visit our websites, www.centerforcopyrightintegrity.com and www.thewallstreetwhistleblowers.com. Please LinkedIn. Everyone knows at least one other person a victim of Wall Street crime. We can lift this matter together into politics' forefront where it will be for the next election cycle. You work too hard for someone you thought was a friend to live the life you never dreamed of, off your time invested, your dime earned. So share our podcast. Share your papers. I want to see them. The arbitrators, the lawyers, the agreement you signed. You have nothing to fear. Wall Street has everything to fear. Until next time.